Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 74, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 3. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. This means that high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths, on long-haul circuits, on frequencies above about 10 MHz, will continue to be unreliable. In the meantime, I have some monitoring notes. First of all, this is a summary of notable frequency usage I made recently. At the relatively noise-free site at the expansive Westerfolds Park in the outer eastern suburb of Templestowe. Receiver was the small Eaton E5 portable machine with about 2 metres of antenna in a tree, in a bush, and the park is adjacent to the Yarra River. This is what we heard in the time period 0330 to 0400. 9490 France, Radio Republica from the Issedun relay station with programs in Spanish. 9510 the Vatican, Voice of America using the relay at Santa Maria di Galleria for transmissions in Somali to Africa. 9535, Radio Havana, Cuba, in Spanish. And on the next frequency, 9545, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service with its local programs. That frequency was only used during the local daytime in Solomon Islands. 9700, the Voice of Turkey with English from signing on at 0350. 9635, Vietnam, the Voice of Vietnam with its domestic service programs. Very strong signals throughout our local Melbourne daytime period. 9685, China National Radio Network 5 from Beijing in Chinese. And 9850, Taiwan, the religious broadcasting or political broadcasting station, Sound of Hope, with programs in Chinese. 9865, All India Radio, with local programming. In a 25 metre band, 11740, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, with programs in Arabic. 11775, Taiwan, another frequency for SOH in Chinese. 11810, China, China National Radio Network 8 in Mongolian. That is a service specifically intended for the Mongolian community throughout China. 11860, a second frequency for the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, again in Arabic. 11905, China, another frequency, this time China National Radio Network 6, with programs in Amoy, in national languages. 11950, China again, the People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa in Xi'an, with broadcast in Chinese. 11980 Q8 Radio Free Asia, broadcasting in Chinese. 11580 Taiwan, another frequency for the Sound of Hope in Chinese, and also on 11600 in parallel. 13860 Radio Ezadi, broadcasting from the Thailand relay station with programs in Dari, and that's in our afternoon period. And 13870, another frequency for Sound of Hope in Chinese from Taiwan. So I consider that frequency occupancy by China Radio International, China National Radio Network 1, or China National Radio Network 2 is notable and not included here. Actually, the 25 meter band is almost completely used by stations in China in the monitoring period, which was between 0330 and 0400. Here is some information from the Nagoya DX Circle, which produces the very informative shortwave listener DX database. This is a summary of frequency allocations recorded or noted by the Nagoya DX Circle in the 13 meter band. They include the following: 21480 Madagascar, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station in Indonesian, that's from the Telata relay facility, between 12:30 and 12:45. And 21505, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Arabic, between 11:55 and 14:57. 21580, Radio France International from the Issedon transmitting station in French, between 0700 and 0900, and again from 1200 to 1800. 21600, Philippines, the Voice of America, broadcasting from the Tanang relay station in Tibetan, between 0300 and 0. And another Voice of America station facility, also from Tanang in the Philippines, in Tibetan, again 0400 to 0500 on 21620. 21630, the United Arab Emirates, the BBC, from the relay station at Dabaya in Hausa, between 1400 and 1430. Another frequency for the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, 21670 in Indonesian, from Riyadh, between 0900 and 1157. And Madagascar, Radio France International, using the relay station at Salata in French, 21690, between 1200 and 1300. Same frequency used by Radio France International for broadcasts from Issedon in France in Swahili, between 1500 and 1600. The Voice of America from Tanang, Tibetan broadcasts, 21760, that's from the Philippines, of course, 0500 or 0600, and also on 21795, 0300 to 0400. And the frequency 21800 from Taiwan, Sound of Hope, the broadcast in Chinese from the religious broadcaster, or the political broadcaster, noted throughout, well, noted in Japan, between 2300 and 1000. Well, that was a summary of some frequency allocations in the 13 meter band, that's the 21 megahertz band, as published by the Nagoya DX Circle. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave
Radio Monitoring.